Monday is the 125th running of the Boston Marathon. The pandemic canceled the race in 2020, and organizers were forced to move the race this year from its traditional date on Patriots Day in April. COVID has also upset marathon schedules worldwide. Several major races, including Boston's, are being held over a seven-week stretch. Only a handful of elite athletes are competing in all of them, and this morning, we're going to meet one.
Hello, I am Tatiana McFadden, 20-time Paralympic medalist, 8-time gold medalist, 23-time major marathon winner.
Tatiana McFadden was born in Russia in 1989.
I don't have a typical childhood. I was born with spina bifida, so that's where you have a hole in your back and your spinal column sticks out. And usually you need surgery immediately after birth, but for me, that wasn't the case. It was a miracle that I survived and lived through those conditions.
McFadden has won the wheelchair race in Boston 5 times, including her most memorable competition in 2018. Here she is this morning in her own words.
We woke up to a very, very rainy day. It was extremely cold. I actually thought, could they cancel Boston this year? Because it was so monsoon like outside, and it was chilly enough with the rain that there were still icicles on buildings and houses. And so I thought, this is going to be like a survival day. So my coach was like, just whatever you do, just keep going. You know, your hands are going to hurt, they're going to get really cold because we grip our racing gloves, so sometimes the circulation stops a little bit in the really severe cold weather. When I was on Heartbreak Hill, I thought to myself, do I need to, you know, take off my racing gloves at this point because I can barely go up this? And I remember one man shouting, like, you got this, and, you know, you can do it. And I thought, okay, I got this, you know, we will make it up. Coming down to the last bit of the race, you know, they say the point two is always the hardest.
And she's been so inspirational for so many other wheelchair athletes.
And when I was getting ready to turn onto Boylston Street, I couldn't feel my hands at that point. I could barely move my arms. I was very stiff. My clothes were dripping wet. It felt like that finish line was very, very far away, even though I was so close to it.
And to see her win on a day like this is.
And I just kept telling myself, it's right there. You did it. It's right there. Just keep going. Just keep moving. But I did it.
Tatiana McFadden winning her 5th Boston Marathon, crossing the finish line and breaking the tape.
The last 18 months has been quite a whirlwind. The hardest part for me was the unpredictability. Because athletes, we know our schedule pretty much a year in advance, and then all of a sudden we didn't know what our schedule was going to be. I just learned how to go day by day and just focus on each and every single event. COVID has taught me to be more in the present. So that was like my lesson last year. So for the 2021 World Tour of Marathons, I started in Berlin.
3, 2, 1, go!
So I finished that, got second. A week later, I did London. Got third, checked that off, and now I'm on my way to Chicago, and then I will get on the plane that same day on Sunday, and then I will do Boston on Monday, and then I'll have, I think, 3 weeks off until New York City, the finale. So I'm looking forward to all of them. So you hear just the whistles, you know, the crowds cheering, and the stroke of your push when you're hitting the hand ring with your racing gloves. Sometimes you can hear that, or if you're in a pack, you can hear that more specifically. It's kind of a cool sound, like a big thump thump sound. So that's like very rhythmic. You know, why I chose to do all the five majors is because I love the challenge. They did a scan of my body, and it showed that the will part of your brain, my part, was 1% bigger than the average person. And so that goes to show that whatever I'm determined to do, I will do it. There's no like turning back. And yeah, so I think I'm like crazy in that sense. I'm so happy to be doing marathons again. When I was in Berlin and London and seeing, you know, the marathoners, it's a different time and people were really more emotional about kind of getting back out and doing what they love to do again. And so it is a really special moment. So it's really important to reflect on that we're doing it. We're all running together into a new future.
Tatiana McFadden has won nearly two dozen major marathons worldwide. She'll be competing in the Boston Marathon this coming Monday. This piece was produced by WBUR's Chloe Axelson and Franny Carr Toth. Thank you.